This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're on Gab, the same way. We're on Parler, the same way. And Parler is back. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I just got a question for you, and let's see, let me read this real quick. Stan is saying, what is going to happen to the Cuomo gang up in New York State? Aren't they guilty as hell, and how are they going to get out of this one? Thank you, Stan.
Well, you know that all weekend long that Cuomo was working with all kinds of attorneys in his camp.
Mm-hmm.
So his talking points were crafted by his team, and the lawyers. His answers, however, when there came a question and answer session, weren't quite as crafted. So there were a lot of things that were left out. And I would say that while he was speaking, I was looking at the dates of the deployment of the U.S. Comfort ship.
Yep.
And how many patients that it took and treated, and when it left. The Javits Center, same thing.
Yep.
Another one of the hospitals, larger hospitals, also set up a field hospital in addition to Samaritan's Purse.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to have to, I mean, if you really care, if you don't want to do that kind of work, you kind of have to overlay some other things that he, consciously left out of his press conference yesterday. You have to kind of overlay that template to what he was saying, and you're going to quickly find out that he's in deep poo-poo. I can just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other little thing, because Kamala Harris stepped in it, too, about something sort of similar. She claims that the Biden administration is starting from scratch on fighting the coronavirus.
It's an outrageous, outrageous statement.
Yeah.
There's no basis for her to even say that. And I would say that you've got the military that worked very hard at this.
Mm-hmm.
Under Operation Warp Speed.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of the drug companies that work very hard at this.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to distribution I don't know how the distribution quantities are decided, but you know, some states are, you know, doing much better than others in getting the district, you know, as far as getting the shots done. So, I mean, what she's really suggesting here is that it should not be left in the hands of the states. It should be left to the federal government. That's what she's really saying.
Yeah.
Which is outrageous. I mean, she forgets that we have the 10th Amendment, you know. But what goes on in Florida is not what happens in you know, Iowa. What happens in Chicago doesn't happen in Houston. So, I mean, it's just an outrageous statement.
And by the way, we found out yesterday that the National Guard is apparently going to remain in Washington, D.C. until the fall of this year.
Yeah. I put out the word junta several weeks ago, and I'm going to just kind of re-mention it again. That's what we've got going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, we also have got something else called an investigation that's being launched. And Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan want Nancy Pelosi investigated as to what she knew, when she knew it, and
well,
why she won't move.
She's going to stand up a 9/11-type commission, and I'm fine with that. Let's do it, baby. Let's stand up that commission.
Sure.
And let's make sure that, you know, everything gets included, including documents and emails, which an inspector general would necessarily do.
Now, are you hearing anything from your son up there in Atlanta?
Weather-wise? Not in the last day or so, but Atlanta, when there's 5 snowflakes, the city shuts down, so...
Well, what's headed towards Atlanta right now is freezing rain. And it's not very far away because it's all the way to the state line of Georgia. And, it's not in Georgia. It's all the way to the state line of Georgia and Alabama, but it's headed in that direction. That'll make things interesting out there on I-285.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I was just wondering how he was doing because he's a good source of information for what it's doing up there with the response and the roads and all that stuff. So hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Denise and I are going to talk about the high-profile Trump folks that are announcing that they are running for office. And there's a couple of names that maybe you haven't heard before. We'll mention who they are and what they might be running for. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back. This segment with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever, and they're going to be this weekend over at Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall. And I'll be there Saturday from 10 to 2, but on Saturday they're open from 9 to 5. On Sunday they're open from 9 to 3. They will have the concealed carry classes each day. To find out more and to get your discount ticket before the day of the event, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. Print that little ticket that's right there. Bring it along with you. Save yourself some money on admission. That's twoguysshows.com. And I look forward to seeing you there on Saturday from 10 to 2. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Where'd you go? She was there. All right. I guess we lost her. Okay. Denise Simon, are you there? All right. She's got a call back. I guess she got disappeared. All right. Well, Ian, you had a question or a comment. What is it? Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. All right. I don't know what's going on here, but all of a sudden I can't hear anybody. Oh, well, it is what it is. So we'll have to worry and see what happens there in a minute. We had a storm come through. Maybe that's got something to do with it. But anyway, let me go back here to what I was going to talk about. The anti-Trump Lincoln Project spent massive amounts of money on losing Senate candidates. But now a second minor has stepped forward amid the Lincoln Project scandal. And we don't know what else is going on here, but whatever it is, who knows? And good morning, George. How you doing? George Godfather. Appreciate you very much. But anyway, it is what it is. And George is telling me there were over 2,000 people, and Trump did it. Yeah, I saw Trump do the drive-by. You got it. So there you go. Okay. But anyway, it is what it is. And I just sent a message back to Denise. And I've also got a comment here. Oh, it's 24 below. Thank you, Al in Nebraska. 24 below. I appreciate that, Al, letting us know. Again, get your fuel right before you go out into these areas. But the ex-staffers at the anti-Trump group, the Lincoln Project group, have been released to speak about the sexual harassment scandal. I don't know why they're doing that or what they think is going to go on. But, again, it is what it is. And what can I tell you that you don't already know? So, anyway, we obviously are going to be worried about and finding out what it's like to have a windmill in our backyard. Okay, and Al just updated now. It's 27 below zero. All right, thank you, Al, for telling me that. Gee whiz. But anyway, it is what it is. So apparently whatever it is that's going on is going on here. Now, the weather is definitely going to be a big-time story for the rest of the week with this second storm that's coming through. And everybody needs to understand that what we have is something that's just, for lack of better words, this is the winter. If we were ever going to have bad weather, we were going to have it. Now, New Orleans and our listeners in New Orleans, we appreciate all of you over there. What are you going to do not having a Mardi Gras? It's a virtual Mardi Gras on the internet? Is that what I'm understanding? Wow. Double wow. Unbelievable stuff, huh? But when you talk about that, and when you think about everything that's transpiring, the Mardi Gras, the Super Bowl, now they did have about 20,000 or so people there, 25,000 people, which was about one-third the capacity of the stadium. That included all the workers that were there, too. You know, when are we going to get back? When are we going to get back to normal? When is that going to happen? When is that going to happen? But anyway, it is what it is. And who knows with everything that's transpiring. Now, Parler, I told you about that. Parler is back online. They've got their new computer service, and an executive with Parler said it was resuming service, which it did yesterday, after being offline for about a month after Amazon Web Services removed its service from their service. Now, the interim CEO, Mark Meckler, said the company moved to a new server farm, saying that the user should expect to be able to use the website at some point on Monday. And again, we'll see how all that transpires. All right. So, which I just did that on purpose to see if I had a dial tone with the phone, which I do. Okay. Well, everything that's upside down and backwards is upside down and backwards because this gang we've got here, the Democrats that are running everything, it's like the gang that can't shoot straight because they tell you one thing, they do another thing, but whatever they tell you, you're supposed to be doing, they've been doing themselves. By the way, Tennessee lawmakers in Tennessee introduced a bill to prevent discrimination against non mask wearers. Now, I'll say that again. Tennessee lawmakers introduced a bill to prevent discrimination against non-mask wearers. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And then you got the Puerto Rican governor. He says Congress is morally obligated to act on statehood. No, they're not. No, they're not. And what about Antifa blocking the Seattle police from responding to emergency calls with a snow barricade? What about that nonsense? And then, of course, we've got Turkey that says the terrorists supported by the United States, and I'm not sure who they are talking about, executed 13, including soldiers and police, in Iraq. By the way, we did have a rocket attack yesterday near Erbil on our base that was there. One American contractor was killed, and I believe one or two others were wounded. Soldiers were wounded. They apparently came close to hitting their target, but lobbed them right inside the base that was there. By the way, Australia, you know, the home of G'daymites, they are joining the United Kingdom-led carrier strike group with the U.S. and Japan and the Dutch navies as well. I know I'm sure where they're going to be, but probably in the South Pacific someplace, maybe the South China Sea. And armored tanks were deployed into the streets of Burma as residents reported an internet blackout. That's getting really, really, really rough over there. Really rough. And I know there's a reason for it, but the junta, the military junta that took control is really stepping over the line. By the way, did you hear about President Biden? He ended the polling week last week with a daily job approval rating of 52%. Hard to figure. And half of the voters that were polled by Rasmussen last week believe that America's national security is damaged when media outlets publish classified information. And they believe that Democrats are more likely to share that view now than when Donald Trump was a president. Well, who knew? Okay, we're going to come back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The director of the CDC says the more contagious variant of the coronavirus first identified in the UK could be the dominant strain here in the United States by March. Currently, about 4% of COVID cases in the US are caused by the UK variant. Dr. Eric Choi-Pena is the director of global health at Norwell Health in Staten Island, and he tells CBS News that it's almost inevitable that a more contagious strain would become dominant, which is why vaccination efforts are so important.
Yeah, I think the message is pretty clear. You know, we need to continue getting shots in arms, vaccinating as many people as quickly as possible, for as long as we possibly can, and then maintain the social distancing, mask wearing, and other guidelines that have worked against the other variants. You know, this is an eventuality, I think, that a more contagious strain will become dominant. That's how viruses work. But how big a peak is in March or how big our epidemic is really is dependent on how serious we take the next few weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are in just a minute. But what you need to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about what they do. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. They have the other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, right across the pond from where I'm at here in the Bay, Tampa Bay. And their website is naa.edu. But here's the deal. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, whichever one is easiest for you, whichever one's closest, you will find out what they're all about. You'll be able to talk to more than likely a student or two, an instructor or two, and you'll know exactly what's involved when you apply to become an aviation maintenance tech and take the training at the National Aviation Academy. Tell them the captain sent you when you do it, 800-659-2080. Okay, in case you didn't hear, the National Guard is saying that they believe that the troops will be in Washington, D.C. through the fall of 2021. The National Guard troops will still be there, and what you see today is what you will see until the fall of 2021. Don't know why, but we'll figure that all out later, I guess. Now, the Associated Press has reported incoming rockets yesterday at the military base that the United States had, joint base, near Erbil. One American contractor was killed. A couple of U.S. soldiers were wounded, and a couple more Iraqi military were wounded. These were incoming rockets fired, more than likely from the ISIS or possibly the Iranian-backed militias that are there. Because while President Biden and the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, General Austin, are looking at whether or not they want to rescind on their deal there and keep the troops there longer or not, that's obviously prompting a response from the bad guys who are trying to force the public sentiment, if you will, into saying, okay, boys, enough is enough. We've taken enough casualties. That's it. We're done. Let's leave. Now, also, the Associated Press reported that Iran's Revolutionary Guard began a ground forces drill not very far away from the Iraqi border. The annual exercise was dubbed the Great Prophet, and it's ongoing in the southwestern part of the country, and it's aimed at readiness and assessment of their forces. Drones and helicopters were used as well in the drill. That's right there, Iran, waving a saber within a stone's throw of the Iraqi border. Now, the U.S. Coast Guard rescued three people on a deserted island on a routine patrol that had been there for 33 days. This happened last week. U.S. Coast Guard helicopters spotted three individuals stranded on a deserted island that were waving up at them, and they got them off the island. Now, an attack on the peacekeepers in Mali was a war crime, so says the U.N. chief, Stéphane Dujarric. He emphasized that the attacks against U.N. blue helmets in Mali constitute a war crime. And if they are able to apprehend and bring these people to bay, they will charge them as such. Now, if you've been paying attention to Joe Biden and some of what he's talking about with the military, facing huge issues at home as well as abroad, he's using a lot of big words, pushing a lot of progressive politics instead of thinking about the troops first and everything else second. And it's pretty obvious when you listen to a politician that doesn't have a clue about what they're talking about. It's pretty obvious when they start to stumble and rumble and ramble on about things they have no idea about. Now, in appointing Dennis McDonough as the next Veterans Affairs Secretary, he is a non-veteran, and he's going to be leading the department. Now, I'm not sure how good that is because we've had one other non-veteran that led the Veterans Department, and it was a mess. It was a mess. It takes somebody that understands, and the best people for this, and it is still, I still don't understand why they don't do this. Why can't you appoint someone who's been in the military, a medical person, a doctor, a surgeon, maybe even an administrator? Why can't you appoint someone like that to the mission? And they just don't seem to get it. That's the way it seems to travel and carry on at all times. But again, it is what it is. So think about that. And let's see here. I've got a comment coming in. Okay, and we look forward to seeing you tonight, too, there. And we've got a number of people chiming in about what's transpiring tonight over at Mugs. And by the way, for those of you that are in the Tampa Bay area, Where Do We Go From Here is on tap tonight over at Mugs, the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Meeting starts at 6:30 when we say the pledge. It's when we get going. But where do we go from here? You might want to come over for a couple hours, see what's happening, and go from there. That would just be a suggestion on my part if you want to be involved with other like-minded people and hear what the plans are for the future. Because we definitely have got a plan, unlike some others that don't. And I think you'll enjoy hearing what you hear. Now, a major power emergency is being declared across Texas. That will also be extended to be over and across Oklahoma, Arkansas, probably Louisiana. Number of power lines are down. Number of places are without power, and it'll probably be that way for the next day or two. Because working in the miserable weather conditions that they got out there is not pretty, and it definitely takes a while. Most of the time, takes a while. So it becomes what it becomes. And let's see. Therese, that's old news. That was from last week. Therese is saying that the Epoch Times is reporting that Antifa and BLM marched through Washington, D.C., intimidating diners and chanting, "Burn it down." Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And he goes on to say that I guess Antifa and the BLM aren't as threatening as to the left. Because the military didn't do anything about that. Well, they marched where the military wasn't, is what they did. So that was up to the police, and I'm not sure what the police did. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, I take Relief Factor religiously a couple times a day, once in the morning or early afternoon when I wake up, and once again at night just before I start the show around midnight because of the discomfort I have. It results from swelling in my left ankle and my leg from the injury I received at the World Trade Center. Now, the product that's in here, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, it will also go straight to the source of the pain and lower or even eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you have. It's 100% drug-free, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start. It gets it all going, and you'll find out what I found out about 5 years ago. It works for me. All right, joining us right now from the frozen tundra, we have the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Not frozen today. It's pouring outside.
Yeah, well, you got weather coming. There's a second storm coming. You know that, right?
Yeah, supposedly supposed to get snow in a couple days.
Yeah, and you will, believe me, you will. Now, before we get started, George, and good morning to George the Godfather, he chimed in and he says, what about the windmills for power in Texas that are all frozen? They have no power and Biden wants more installed. Well, I know something about that because if you drive along I-40, Amarillo Way, there's all kinds of windmills out there where it's one of the windiest parts of Texas where they always have a wind. Well, for the past few mornings, when the temperature was dropping like a rock, they didn't have a wind. So consequently, whatever condensation it was in those windmills froze, and now you don't just take a blowtorch, go up there and melt the condensation to get the windmill to turn. You got to wait until it thaws out.
Well, you know, listen, windmills and these various different things are, you know, they need to be supplemental. They cannot be primary. And, you know, just, well, if you're going to make them, you know, the major source, you better have it set up so that they can obviously keep themselves warm in a situation like this. What we're looking at right now, quite frankly, it's a national embarrassment. We're perpetually embarrassing ourselves as a first world nation. We can't even keep the lights on in certain parts of the country. It truly is ridiculous. You look at this and you say to yourself, you know, this is the United States of America. We can't even run our electric grid properly. It's patently absurd.
Well, you won't get any argument with me on that, but they definitely have now got a national they've got a state emergency in Texas because of the power problem there. And I feel so sorry for the people. We've had some people calling in telling us, hey, it's 8 degrees outside, wind chills 20 below zero, and we got no heat.
Yeah, again, it's dangerous, quite frankly, and especially, you know, an area of the country where people, they might not so used to having this type of cold weather and might not have the proper clothing and everything that goes along with that.
Yeah. So, you know where I lived when I lived in upstate New York, right? Right along the lake?
Yeah. Crazy cold, yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that I wanted, okay, was I knew we were going to lose power. I knew that. So the one thing I wanted was a fireplace because I knew that when the power went out, we could still hit the fireplace. It would still warm the house. And guess what? I'm so glad that we did that.
Fireplace, and obviously now, you know, the home generators have become much more affordable. I mean, I live North Shore, Long Island, and we've had our fair share of storms. And for whatever reason it may be, they still have the power lines on poles. And they haven't buried them like they should. And we've got trees growing all over the place. And it's a hilly area and constantly losing power all the time. So, you know, more and more people just, you know, they're sick and tired of having their refrigerators and freezers and having to throw out all the food that people are just getting their own generators.
Well, when we talk about the problems we have with America, America's nightmare, the real crisis is just starting. And we're starting to see it right now with things like windmills, of all things.
I think windmills are fine if they're supplemental. They obviously cannot be, you know, a primary type of a source. Not to mention the fact, you know, you look at some of these, you know, brilliant, so-called brilliant green energy ideas, and you take a look at, you know, what these windmills do to wildlife and birds and other things. They built that huge solar, you know, salt mound out in the middle of the desert, which was another boondoggle that they wasted a ton of money on, and all the wildlife that thing destroyed, and they could never get the thing working. You know, I'm all for, you know, alternative forms of energy as long as they actually are able to compete with what we have right now. And the only energy source that's been able to compete with the fossil fuels has been nuclear, and it's just that simple.
Yeah, and we had three of those plants right up there in upstate New York on Lake Ontario, 9 Mile 1, 9 Mile 2, and the James K. Fitzpatrick plants, and they work quite well, thank you very much.
Well, and listen, the a lot of these plants that we have now are very, very old, and they last a long time, but the latest technology and the things that they're able to do is pretty incredible. You know, the idea that we've kind of just given up on that doesn't make really much sense to me.
Now, the largest oil refinery in North America has shut down because of the Arctic conditions that have disrupted power, water, and fuel supplies across Texas. We're talking about the Motiva Enterprises, LLC, hauling operations at its refinery in Port Arthur, Texas.
Yeah, oil and energy costs across the border are on their way up at this point in time. And, I think people are going to be pretty shocked when they see their electric bill come next month.
Yeah, you are right. By the way, Parler is back online.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Well, no, I heard something that they were coming back on.
Yesterday.
I got to go start posting up there again, my podcast and radio show stuff.
Yep, yesterday. That's all I did is I put my podcast up there, but they're back.
Okay, that's good.
Now, Google was fined $1 million for misleading a French hotel, for misleading French hotel rankings. Somebody paid Google to make the things look better than they were, and now they've been fined $1 million for distorting it, the facts.
Well, I'm sure that they probably got paid more than what they're paying in a fine. That's usually how crime works when it comes to white-collar crime in the United States, is that it ends up becoming like a parking ticket and a cost of doing business. So, you know, you do whatever you need to do, and then you get caught, then you pay on it. It's kind of like the FedEx trucks with the parking tickets in Manhattan.
Now, isn't ShopRite a large grocery store chain right up there in your vicinity?
In certain areas. I don't really have one anyone near where I live, but they are, you know.
They're out of Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the retailer ShopRite has now seen a half year of profits growing by up to 22.5%. That's pretty good. Must be all the people at home.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, without a doubt. You'd expect that, a lot of people obviously not going out to eat as much, obviously spending more money on food, but to see those types of numbers, that's something else.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
I got a couple things about Elon Musk I want to get in there before we run out of time. Number one, Elon Musk has said he wants to sit down and talk to Donald Trump about starting a media network.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was several weeks ago. We'll see where that goes. There's a couple out there. I think the nation is starved for actually, some true journalism. Well, I think you might have saw that rant by Trump's lawyer.
Yeah.
Was on CBS. He was spot on. I said, at some point in time, you're going to have to start actually doing news. And it's few and far between. I think Brett Baer does a pretty good job as far as doing news is concerned. But for the most part, most of the programs you want to listen to, they're pretty much, slanted as slanted could be, and they're pushing a narrative.
Now, the other thing is about Elon Musk is that he's very much heavily invested in Bitcoin right now, right?
So he says. He said Tesla bought $1.5 billion. Doesn't mean they still have it right now. He kind of throws stuff out there on Twitter. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's accurate.
Okay, I hope I'm going to pronounce this right. D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N. Is it Dogecoin? Coin?
Actually, Doggy.
Doggy coin. All right. Well, he's supporting sales by top doggy tone coin holders now. What's that all about?
Well, to put that in perspective, doggy coin was a cryptocurrency that was developed as a joke. Okay.
All right.
It was actually developed as a joke. It's not serious.
Okay.
Look at it now.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I hope it stays warm for you.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check him out. I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.